Kids! I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful.
Welcome to Asterios Kills a Kid, the children's advice podcast hosted by broken people. By people who don't want kids and who don't take advice. I'm your host, Asterios Kokodos. With me, as always, is... that is Sriracha's for Sriracha. Hi.
No, Sriracha's for Sriracha's.
Okay. So, got it. Moving on. Okay, you guys can't see this, but Sriracha is holding a tiny little porg, and it's really cute.
I'm really excited to be here today. Oh, man, we just recorded. I think we're going to release it, as bonus audio? I was real, real angry last night.
Well, yeah, you should be. Because, you'll hear this at patreon.com/stairs for only a dollar. It's, not to give too much away, but Sriracha is regularly asked for advice from friends and family members, and they never take her advice, and it always becomes a disaster.
Never take it. So if you want to see me get whipped up into a frenzy over credit scores and car loans, please head on over to patreon.com/Asterios and see a woman get irresponsibly angry at her own family.
Yeah, look, after I heard it, you've got every right to be angry. Well, anyway, listen, a lot of people ask us, like, hey, are you really answering questions from kids? The answer is absolutely yes.
That's true.
We have teenage listeners. We've met them. Two different times now, I have met a listener and their mom and taken a picture with, like, a 15-year-old kid on one arm and his adorable mom on the other. Like, we got teenage listeners.
Yeah, that was a sweet, sweet, sweet mom we met at the Dick Show in Atlanta. Do you remember that?
Yes. That mom, straight up like the mom from That 70s Show. I love that mom.
She was real sweet, sweetie.
But then you compare that mom to the mom we met when we did the meetup in New Jersey. Very attractive. I'm sorry to say it because I know he's listening, but look, your mom's pretty hot.
There are two different types of moms that I've learned to meet, and they're like, oh, sweetheart, bless your heart, Sriracha, you want some gummies? I got gummy bears in my purse. And of course, all the time, I'm like, yeah, want a neck? Please give me a neck. And then there's like, I'm bringing my kid to this bar. Fuck you.
Yeah, I love that mom.
That's the type of mom that we met in New Jersey.
I drove 3 hours so my kid could meet an idiot with a beard. You're letting him in.
She's cool.
She did not sound like that, but that was the end. Anyway, so we really do only answer questions from kids. However, this time, we're trying something new. We have a voicemail number.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. By the way, that voicemail phone number is 347-705-7617. Again, that is 347-705-7617. Or, if you're looking for an easy way to remember that, you can dial DIPS 05 SO 17.
Easy.
It couldn't be easier.
Simple and easy.
So, now look, I haven't heard these voicemails yet, but I asked for only teenagers to leave voicemails.
Oh, yeah. Honest to God, I have not heard any of these. So, we're going in blind here.
All right, we're going in blind. So, if these are adults, I'm sorry. We tried. They better not be. Adults have everything, by the way. They can go to a candy store and put down their credit card and buy $50 worth of candy. They can go buy weed whenever they want. They can have alcohol in the house. Like, why can't kids have this one thing?
Don't get me started on credit cards again, Asterios. Okay, are you just trying to womp me up?
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to womp you up. I'm never trying to, quote, womp you up. All right. Let's play the first voicemail.
Okay, I can do this.
Already.
Look,
already great.
This number is apparently for troubled kids who need advice, right? Well, here goes nothing. So, I probably sound like an East Coast American, I know that, but actually, I was one of the kids trapped in Thailand's caves. I'm glad to be out of here, don't get me wrong. But during my time in there, I realized some scary things about myself. See, I think I started to struggle with my, with my sexuality a little bit.
All right, we're stopping this. Okay, strike one.
You don't want to finish? I really want to learn about what's wrong with his sexuality, Asterios.
You know what? There's not going to be anything wrong with it. He's just going to find out that he's gay. And maybe there's nothing wrong with that.
Attracted to Elon Musk. There's nothing wrong with being gay.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with telling Elon Musk that you want to put a submarine up your ass. All right, you really want to listen to this?
Yes.
Okay, because this is clearly not a kid.
He needs our help.
No kid would start off with, I know this is a podcast for troubled teens.
Well, okay, first of all, I'm really upset, frankly, that instead of... I'm really upset that you start off with lambasting this young gentleman who's questioning his sexuality. I'm sure he doesn't have enough of that in his life from his family. And second of all, why aren't you praising this kid's great English? This kid probably has amazing grades in school. This guy, this small Taiwanese boy, I think he's around between the ages of 7 and 12 or 15, who can't swim, should be lauded.
All right, I'll give you another 25 seconds of this. But we're doing this whole segment Gong Show style.
It went like this. We didn't have a lot of stuff for entertainment down there, but this one coach of ours did have some sexy foreign vids just in case of emergencies, he said. Watching them over and over again on loop down there, though, just to pass the time, it made me realize that I'm gonna have to break it to my family at some point. But I don't know how they'll take that in a traditional Southeast Asian country like Thailand. That, and also I don't want to be so fucking faggy like Elon Musk.
Pause.
I mean, seriously, this prick is just
This is terrible! This is terrible!
There's 2.5 minutes of this. Guys, if you're gonna call this show, 30 seconds max, alright?
All right,
30 seconds.
Yeah, also, no one used the F slur. Alright, voicemail number two.
Hey, it's Darius and Sriracha.
Are you masturbating?
Serious Kills the Kids. It's one of my favorite podcasts, and after listening to this episode, I actually decided to take Sriracha's advice and
hell yeah,
get my fast ass out for a walk. I'm a little bit chubby. I'm not extremely overweight, but I'm definitely not athletic.
Okay.
I think, as basic as Sriracha's advice is, it really does, when you hear somebody else tell you that, it really does kind of, I don't know, put you in the motion, I guess. So,
you're helping this kid!
Yeah, thank you guys for all the podcasts. Serios, hope you fuck over Maddox. Alright, both of you.
Aww.
Bye! Love you too.
I love this kid! Hey! Okay.
We saved a kid, and you know what? You keep walking. Maybe don't call into the show while you're clearly walking.
No, I love that. That's great. That means he's taking our advice. Look, last episode or two episodes ago, Sriracha said, if you want to lose weight, just increase your exercise while decreasing your calorie intake.
Yeah. You're saying that like I'm a jack, like that isn't exactly how you do it.
It is.
You know, saying it in a stupid voice doesn't make it not true.
No, you're right. Let me say it in a less stupid voice. Increase your exercise while decreasing your calorie intake.
I'm a Mysterios and I'm not a pedophile. See how that sounds?
Okay, but I am not a... Yeah. Why did you have to start this meme? Why did you have to do this?
Third voicemail.
A third voicemail in 3, 2, 1...
Hey, Mysterios. Hey, Sriracha. This is David Clegg, last name withheld.
Oh, fuck you.
The kid advice I need is I am definitely a kid. I am not a creepy sex pervert adult. And I was just wondering, what are some places where kids can go to hang out, maybe without parental supervision? Because I just want to go hang out with my fellow kids, you know? Like what places would you recommend for a kid like me? Thanks.
Okay.
Sir, we have a strict no pedophiles policy.
Okay, let's put aside the fact that that is clearly Monkey Jones.
I mean, what are you talking about? It could be a different Clegg. Monkey Jones is a very generic voice. I'm pretty sure that was a real kid.
That was Monkey Jones.
No, it wasn't. He said his name was David. Weren't you listening?
Anyway, okay, let's try to answer this question without... Okay, for the sake of argument, let's say this is a David Clegg who is not an admitted pedophile.
He just has... He lost the naming lottery.
That is terrible. No, like, there are people named Adolf Hitler out there today.
And who looks up... Who's naming their kids is like, oh, I'm going to look up all the memes on the... And all the people that have ruined their lives through memory to make sure I don't... He just pulled a bad card.
Okay, well, how do we help this kid? Okay, where can... You know what I like? Friday Night Magic. I think that's a cool place to go... And hang out with people. Because if you're young and you're not very cool, You don't have anything to do on Friday nights, and SNL's not on until Saturday night. So, you know, go down to your local comic book or card store, play Friday Night Magic, meet some people. There's usually like one girl there for every 20 guys. So, but I mean, that's better than, but there's no girls in your house. I don't know. If you were a young teen, where would you make friends?
Well, first of all, I think that your problem is limiting your friend group by age. So what I would recommend, there's a lot of cool people in this community called the Dick Show. What you need to do is find your local Dick Show meetup and just introduce yourself. Say, hey, I'm David Clegg. You might have heard of me, because they will have, because they're the Venn diagram between people that listen to this show, people that listen to that show is basically a circle. So just go say, hey, I'm David Clegg. You might have heard of me. And I'm looking for someone to fight. Meaning with like Pokemon cards or something. Everybody loves Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh. You will have a great time. Everybody's going to want to talk to you. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, I'm actually trying to help kids here.
What are you talking about? That's genuine advice.
All right. Voicemail number 4.
Hey, so I'm laying in bed.
Why are so many pedophile people really jerking off calling it?
But also, gotta really take a shit.
Oh, God.
So, I just remain in this fucking bliss, and I shift my bed, or should I get up and go into this cool world so I don't shift my bed? Really need to know. Thanks.
Thank you.
Dude, I've seriously debated with myself over that.
What?
You've never been so comfortable in bed. Usually it's for piss for me. Like, you're laying in bed, you got a nice cup of tea, or multiple cups of tea. Sometimes I bring the whole pot with me. I sit there, I'm in my bed on my laptop or reading a book, and then suddenly you're like, oh, I've got to piss. But you're 2 seconds away from falling asleep. But it's like, you've never seriously considered just pissing yourself.
No, I have. No, I definitely have. I remember one time I was super drunk, and I couldn't find a bathroom, and I really had to piss. Oh, I was on the subway platform. It was like 2 a.m. And I said to myself, you know what, Asterios? You've got to wash these pants anyway. Just piss your pants. You're not going to be the only one with pissed pants on the subway at 2 a.m. on
it's
a Saturday
true. You
night.
You won't even get looked at. In New York City, if you piss your pants, it's the least weird thing going on.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's got pissed pants. It's the poo pants that I wouldn't do. But you know what, Sriracha? I'm absolutely not kidding. I tried, and my body wouldn't let me piss my pants.
That's
I kept going like,
thing.
3, 2, 1, release. 3, 2, 1, and let it out.
Sounds like you weren't drunk enough. I've done that, not in my pants, but like, you ever be, went back in college, I would go to a lot of like house parties, and there'd be like a line for the bathroom. Like, okay, Sriracha, you got 2 choices here. You can wait in this line, or you can just go out back and piss in the yard. And it's like it's a battle between, like, I have the devil on my shoulder and the angel. The angel's like, you're going to embarrass yourself. Just wait in the line, make conversation with the girl. And the devil's like, you need to piss right now. You're going to piss your pants. Go piss in the yard.
Okay. I honestly, this is going to, I don't know if this is going to sound terrible, but it's like, I kind of don't think that's a huge deal. Like, in a small town at a party house, just like go piss on the fence or something.
It's not in a small town. It's like because I did end up pissing in the yard.
Okay.
And it was right next to a Dunkin' Donuts, and people saw me and yelled at me.
Oh, okay. That's not good. See, I pissed on the Real World house once in Boston because I had to pee so bad.
You pissed on it or in the yard? Like, because when you say I pissed on it, so I was like, man, fuck you, Real World house, I'm
no,
gonna piss on you.
I mean directly on it. It was like a little tradition at Emerson College where it was like you get drunk and piss on the Real World house.
That's awesome.
But I mean, the thing is, in New York City, there's not even like an alleyway you can go into. Like, anyone who reads a Spider-Man comic and they see, like, oh, an alleyway and, like, a mugger's running down it. Or, like, we don't have alleyways anymore.
I was going to say, this is something that I don't think a lot of people know about New York, is that we do not have alleyways.
Yeah, because we've developed every single square inch of this tiny, tiny city. So the thing is, like, you can't just go piss on the building in New York. You'll definitely be seen.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I couldn't piss my pants. So, what's our advice for this kid? I guess, I mean, pooping your bed.
I mean, pooping your bed is worse than pooping your pants.
Yes.
Because then you have to deal with, oh my God, you ever try to clean, what are they called, like a protector?
Yeah, those a mattress cover.
Good fucking luck. No way. Forget that.
But, wait a minute. Remember those hard plastic vinyl mattress covers that they sell to kids who keep peeing the bed so that it doesn't ruin the mattress?
Yeah.
What if he got two of those?
I feel like this person has hit puberty and might not be sleeping in a twin-sized bed that they make those for.
You can find anything on Amazon.
Fucking true. That's true.
Because the thing is, when you're old, you pooped yourself and you can't take it.
Incontinence. I was just thinking that.
Okay, so listener who's clearly not a teenager, next time we have to put out better instructions for this.
Get into diaper play is my suggestion.
Oh my God. That's brilliant! Just like that astronaut lady who went to go kill her jealous lover's wife!
I don't even have a semblance of an idea what you're talking about.
Okay, in the 1990s, there was a lady. She was training to be an astronaut, she was having an affair, and she wanted to go murder the wife. But she had to like drive 13 hours to do it. So she put on a diaper, because she was like, that way, if I poop or pee myself, I don't have to stop to go poo or pee. So, and it's like, that's astronaut ingenuity for you.
Why does being an astronaut have anything to do with this?
Because it's hilarious that an astronaut put on a diaper and tried to murder someone.
I mean, I feel like if I was driving 13 hours, I would factor in like at least one or two rest stops.
No, uh-uh. She probably had this thing timed down to the nanosecond with the same timing that the shuttles are used to find their re-entry window and enter the atmosphere unburnt.
Yeah, and you can't fly. Because you're going to get arrested at the gate.
Exactly. All right. Diaper play. Or, alternately, just adult baby play, because you're clearly an adult.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yes. All right, let's listen to the next voicemail.
Yeah, let's move on from
Hey, Asterios. I don't know, I had a pre-thing beforehand, but I'll keep doing my message again. It's me, Data.
Data.
Data. I don't really have a thing of advice. I'd just like to give a big thank you. Thank you very much for the amount of joy and life you bring, specifically to the Dick Show, but to other shows, guys like Mumkey and other people I follow. And you know, thanks for being
like
a big Greek god of hope and pleasure. And we really enjoy you. I know you don't always get that, but we appreciate the kind of stuff you've been going through, especially with the lawsuit. And you know that
it has been
hard. Monetary stuff is what you need, but all I can give you right now at this point in my life is the joy to carry on, as you've given joy to millions of others. So, thank you very much, and we appreciate you, bro.
Oh, that was sweet.
I like that one. Okay, well, I guess all I can say to him is, thank you for caring. You don't get to give money. I don't have money. There's plenty of artists I like. I can't afford to donate to their Patreon, but like, I don't know, if you like me to share my stuff on Twitter and Facebook, that's free.
Yeah.
How can people help me, Sriracha?
I follow you on Twitter, I guess. Retweet your spicy comments and then get hoarded by conservatives.
Yeah. Yeah, I do stir the pot. All right. Voicemail number 6.
Hello, Asterios. First time caller, but long time listener.
Hell yeah.
I do have one child, and it's a very important matter. It's a very, very important question I have to ask you.
Let's help this dad.
So, my little man, about 7 years old, I'm laying in my bed. In the morning, you know, passed out watching a movie, so fell asleep on my bed.
Normal enough so far.
Peed in my bed.
Peed in your bed.
My bed. Not his bed, but mine, which is fine. It's an accident. But later on that same morning, he kicked me square in the balls. So after peeing in the bed and kicking me in the balls, my question is am I still the man of the house, or am I a beta man now? My manhood and livelihood and homelihood and probably my relationship hinge on this, so if you could get back to me and answer on that should be appreciated, buddy. Thank you.
You need to fuck that kid's mom. That's the only solution here. You need to, because right now you're the bitch made cuck of the house. You need to fuck that kid's mom and then tell that kid how bad hard you fucked his mom.
You need to fuck that kid's mom in his bed.
And then piss
what?
On it.
I didn't know that you'd be coming in here. Oh, no.
And then piss on it.
And then piss on the bed and then piss on the kid.
You can't kick your kid in the balls, but you can kick his hopes and dreams in the balls.
Sriracha, there's a reason you're on this show.
Hell yeah.
And it's brilliant advice like that. All right. Well, those are our voicemails. Again, please don't leave voicemails if you're not a teen.
Guys, 30 seconds. All right.
Also,
30 seconds.
And if you don't have a kid, or here, if you have a kid and that kid has a question, or you have a question about how not to fuck up that kid, you can do that.
Grab a stopwatch. You probably got one on your phone.
Yep.
30 seconds. From the ringing, 30, from the beep, 30 yes, seconds.
Agreed.
You don't start talking and then hit the stopwatch. From the point it says beep, then you start the stopwatch.
Also, I'm not kidding, this Google number goes directly to my phone.
Does it really?
So if you call, I might pick up and be like, hello. And then, I don't know, just say hi to me, but then call back and leave a 30-second voicemail.
Mike Hawk was me. Could you tell?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Should I pull that voicemail up?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and read those to the listeners?
Good afternoon. This is Mike Hawk. And my name is Mike Hawk, and I heard that you were looking to purchase illegal drugs. So give me a call back. My number is 911, and I'll get you hooked up as soon as possible. Thank you.
A preface to that, Asterios had put on his Twitter account that he was looking to purchase marijuana, which is illegal in the state of North Carolina, where Mumkey Jones is.
It's not illegal to purchase marijuana. It's illegal to sell it.
It's also illegal to own it, so...
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not going to own it for long. I'm just smoking it. If anything, isn't destroying weed exactly what these people want?
Fucking potheads. You always have some little caveat. They're like, oh, no, man. If you hold out a candle and you mail it, and you mail weed in the candle, then it's actually not illegal because the person who sent it to you could have not known that they were candle or something. Like,
well, that is exactly how you sell drugs.
It's illegal, man, to smoke. It's not illegal to smoke it. It's just illegal to have it on your person and to sell it.
Yes, exactly. Those are very different things. Okay. Well, let me explain. First off, thanks so much for prank calling your boyfriend, who was desperately in need of marijuana.
What are you talking about? That was Mike Hawk. That wasn't me.
That was not Michael Hawk. Anyway, I'm hanging out with Bumpy Jones all weekend, and Asperger's there. Asperger's like, I'm sober, but I am allowed to drink beer.
That's not how sobriety works.
That's not how sobriety works. I try to explain to him, but I'm also like, well, I'm not going to climb up this guy's ass. Like, I'm not his fucking priest.
Like, it's not like Hole 30 where you get to pick and choose.
Yes, exactly. It's not like counting carbs. And but anyway, so he keeps telling racist jokes all weekend. Like, I'll only give you the setups. Like, what does a black person call their baby? Or awful things. The worst things I've ever heard. And he's telling so many of them that I just desperately say on Twitter, can someone please bring me weed? I'm going to need it to deal with Asperger all goddamn weekend. I need to be high. And so thanks. Thanks for helping your boyfriend out.
I really think we should give him a call. Let's see if he has any illicit substances.
Give Michael Hawk a call?
Yeah.
What was his phone number again?
Michael C. Hawk. I believe his number was 911.
Okay. I'm not calling 911 and asking if Mike Hawk can sell me drugs.
Michael C. Hawk.
Goddamn! That was his
full name.
Anyway, I think this is about it for this episode of Asterios Kills a Kid.
What? We didn't even answer any questions!
Look, I tried! People didn't leave us good voicemails!
You don't have any questions from kids? Let's do at least one.
One?
Yes.
All right. One question. I know this is from a kid. Okay. This is from Eric B. It was sent on July 18th. After summer is done, I'm starting 10th grade. Most of my friends are 1 year older than me and therefore are all going to new schools. He's spelling his last name with an O with a slash through it, so I assume he's in Europe.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing that in 10th grade, in 11th grade, they go to high school or some crap. I don't know where. Anyway, I have some friends in my year, but we don't share many interests. So my question is, how can I make myself enjoy being with my peers even though I don't share many interests with them?
That's interesting. That's a tough question. One. That's a very good question. That's the first good listener interaction we've had today.
Yes, exactly.
Though my heart does bleed for that David kid. I really hope he takes my advice.
David Clegg?
Yes. That was his name.
And David. Your advice was to go to the dick show?
Go to the meetups. Dick show. Go to a random person. Say, hi, I'm David Clegg. You've probably heard of me. Do you want to fight?
How would that make friends?
Because everybody loves Pokemon. It's like the one connecting thing. Everybody's played Pokemon. Do you want to fight my Pokemon? But just say, do you want to fight? Because if you say my Pokemon, it's like when you're speaking Japanese, you say, what this you are? Well, you start all your sentences with that. It just doesn't sound natural. Just go up and say, hey, do you want to fight? They'll know what you're talking about. Trust me.
Anyway, Eric, this sucks. I was also friends with older kids when I went to high school. I don't know why. We like talking about movies and shit. And, like, I don't know, the kids my age weren't into, like, movies and renting cool indie DVDs and renting Soderbergh VHS tapes from the Long Island Video Rental store. I think it was just called Long Island Video Rental down the street. I think what you need to do is figure out what they're into and then fake it. Because you're never going to convince that if you don't share interests already, it means that your interests are like nerdy or different or edgy or weird. And it's like, it'll take forever. Soraya's been trying to convert me to watch anime for 2 years now. So far, I've watched 2 years worth of anime with this girl. I found two cartoons I've liked. If they don't like the stuff you like, they're not gonna. Wait, what was that face?
See, I was gonna say they'd go the exact opposite direction and be like, whip your dick out and say, hey, I like, you guys heard of this new shit called hentai? Really? Well, I'm friends with older kids. Like, you remember how you always had that one kid, your friend goes, I'm like, my older brother says that people put their mouths on your penis when you get older. You can be that guy. You can be like, oh, yeah, I mean, I assume you're from Norway if you've got the slash. Ah, yeah, eating puffin is cool, but all the 11th graders are eating whale now. So, you know, I've been real into whale lately.
Okay, your advice started out terrible, just terrible, to try to push your hentai on these, on your classmates. But I like where you've ended up.
Do you?
Tell them that the new hot American trend is eating whale. Puffin's out, whale's in. Start acting super American and super ahead of the curve and like, whatever you're into, don't say you're into it because you like it. Say, I don't even like it that much, but it's the new trend.
Yeah, be like, I mean...
anime, I was... Pokemon cards, Dungeons & Dragons.
You gotta frame it like, oh man, yeah, I mean, you guys probably haven't heard of this yet, just because it's real big with the 11th graders, but here's what we're... into. Oh, did I say we? I meant because I'm friends with all the 11th graders and this is kind of what they're doing now, and because I don't really hang out with people in 10th grade, this is just what I like to do.
I love it because these 11th graders are not around to verify.
Correct. You can do anything. It doesn't even have to be accurate.
I love this. Okay, that's a good solution. But if you're not charismatic or convincing enough to pull off this, I'm cooler than you faint, because after all, these people have known you for 10 years now, so they may know that you are not into next level, next wave, cool international culture.
C-punk.
C-punk?
C-punk.
What is that?
I'm not in vaporwave anymore, serious. I'm into C-punk.
Do you mean cyberpunk?
No, I mean S-E-A-P-U-N-K.
Oh, no! People were into C-punk when I was in college!
Well, guess what? It's coming back. It all goes in a circle.
Okay. I think, man, if these kids are in sports, because here's what I did. Just go to the sports games and shut up and sit near people and eat the popcorn. Wait, no.
Did that work for you? That sounds like a terrible afternoon.
It was better than sitting at home alone, doing nothing and talking to the computer.
I mean, guys, if you want to go to see sports and then not talk to anybody, become a cheerleader, because that's exactly what you do.
I didn't say don't talk to anybody. I said... go to sports.
You said
just to
shut
talk.
Up and eat your popcorn.
Well, yeah, yes, at first, but then, you know, start conversations, be part of the group, conform. I'm telling you right now, conform. Whatever anyone else is doing, do it. And don't do it harder than them, by the way. Do it a little bit less hard than all of them.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, because all this shit sucks. Like, look. If these kids are into it, I'm sure it sucks. But you know, like, as an adult, sometimes I go to a party to watch, like, the Kentucky Derby. And it's like, I'm not interested in horse racing. I'm just interested in seeing my friends. I'm not going over there to be like, oh, mint juleps, and we'll wear straw hats, and oh, the Kentucky Derby. It's just, I want to see people.
I love themed parties like that. It's so much fun. Even if you have no interest in watching, like, remember when we went to that New Year's party? That was so fun talking to everybody. I don't even give a shit about New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I'm not like some sort of New Year's Eve head. A ball boy, as they're called.
Is that what they're called?
Ball fans. The ball droppers.
Ball friends.
I'm not a ball buddy, you know? I'm not a a dickhead, by which I mean a fan of the head of New Year's Eve, Dick Clark, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
But what I'm saying is, you know,
F.
Sometimes F, pay F respects to America's youngest dead teenager. But you know, just you gotta fake it till you make it. And I hate to say that, because in this world, you definitely, I'm sure your interests are better than theirs. First off, you're listening to this great podcast.
Yeah.
So already you've got taste and they don't. You gotta dumb yourself down.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta take this podcast to your school and be like, hey, this is what I'm into. Yeah, it's a Greek guy and it's a Greek guy and a girl whose voice sounds like a cardboard box full of gravel being dragged down the road talking about kids' problems.
Thank you for not saying autistic.
I was not using it as a pejorative. I was making fun of myself.
I'm well aware of that. It's just, you know, we have autistic listeners and
you got
I don't,
one right here.
Okay, look, we're both on the spectrum. We got to take a test and see who is higher on the autism spectrum.
Guys, I want you to vote on patreon.com/serious. Who is higher on
the... We're not putting that.
Fair enough. But I did stop myself. Do I get points for at least trying?
I'm literally saying I think that's cool. Thank you. Because it's like, yeah, I don't want people to think that their condition is a pejorative. I know that makes me a bleeding heart. Like, I know that's not cool or funny to say.
No, but it's still pretty funny.
Okay. Goddamn. Yeah. You and your fucking... Take a listen to South Park, you goddamn edgelord.
South Park? What year is it?
I don't know.
South Park is edgy?
I don't know what's edgy. I don't know. Anyway.
No, we're into Vore now.
What?
We're into Mpreg.
I'm stopping the podcast.
We're into unbirthing.
I'm stopping the podcast before I learn what those three things are. I hate the things you teach me. I hate them. I was listening to that episode of Thought Cops you were on.
Yeah.
And they're just like, we love it when you explain to Asterios about all the creepy, terrible internet stuff you're into. I don't love it. I can't get these things out of my head.
I'm not into it. I'm just aware of it.
I'm not out there looking for what DDLG is.
You want to read some NTR? You want to read Emergence?
No. Let's stop on that one. This is the one you'll get this episode. What is NTR?
This is actually pretty mild. Actually, it stands for Netto Rare, which is like Japanese for cuckolding. It's like getting your... It's mango that makes your heart break. Like, girl walks in on her fiancé cheating, and I guess people get off to that.
What? So,
people... And if you get NTR'd, it basically means you got cucked. It's not gross or weird. Not everything is gross or weird.
No, but it just kind of makes me sad that in the Japanese culture, like, a part of them expects to be disappointed in romance. So there's a genre that helps people connect with that omnipresent, ever-present feeling.
Seriously, it's a genre of porn. People like to lick feet, too. That's not sad. It's weird, but it's not sad.
No, that's not sad. No, that's... Look, I don't know. I'm just saying, if I'm going to go to a store and spend 500 yen on a comic book where a girl gets cheated on, I feel bad.
I'm kind of proud of you for knowing the correct price of comic book.
Like, wait, is it 500 yen?
That's a very accurate conversion.
Oh my God. Okay. On the only victory I've had on this episode, I'm going to stop. Thank you for listening to Asterios Kills a Kid. It is brought to you, as always, by patreon.com/Asterios. If you want to get episodes early, 4 days early, and if you want to get bonus episodes, content that other people don't get, you can, just for $1, you get that stuff. $1 a month.
It's just $1. You can find $1 on your couch.
Yeah, exactly. But look, if you're also dirt poor like I am and you can't even afford $1, if you want to help the show, an easy way to do it is to subscribe to me on Twitch. Twitch.tv/StereosCoconos. If you or your mom or your wife has Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to me for free with Amazon Prime, and then I get like $5 a month, and you don't got to pay anything.
Sounds like you're looking at NTR people. Why him, his wife, or his girl, or his mom?
I'm not looking to NTR. I'm just saying it's possible that our listeners aren't spending $100 a month on Amazon Prime, but I know a lot of women do.
Amazon Prime is $100 a month?
I think it's $120 now.
Holy hell.
Yeah, every year they're just like, we have to raise the price of Amazon Prime. And it's like, you are a billionaire. One time, I read an interview with Jeff Bezos where he was like, at some point, you have so much money that you're not sure what to do with it. So I'm trying to terraform planets. It's like, how about you bring the price of Amazon Prime down a little bit?
Have you ever seen that meme that's like Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk get together and they were like, Mark Zuckerberg challenged me to plan the most fun day he ever could. So what I did is I flew in Journey and I bought a bunch of water jetpacks and I got squirt guns and we were going to have a fight on the water while Don't Stop Believin' played in the background. And Mark Zuckerberg said, hey, that's a lot of fun, but I have something much more fun. Then when he led me to an alleyway and behind there was a waiter. No older than 19. And he said, I offer to pay this guy's student loans and in return he'll let us beat the shit out of him until he's almost dead. Have you never seen that?
No, but can you stop touching the Enigma's cane with your foot?
Why?
It's gross!
I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway, I love you. I'm sorry I yelled at you for touching the Enigma's cane with your foot.
You're really picky on me. Pick it up, today.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I'm trying to do a listeners, I'm trying to do a podcast, and Sriracha just keeps swatting the this toy cane I have with her gross toes.
My toes are not gross. They're normal.
No, you did just take a shower. All right. Yeah. I am picking on you today. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I love you very much.
Love you too.
Okay. Right, wait, let's cut that out. I don't want to... All right, enough about Sriracha's feet.
You guys want to hear more about my feet? Head over to patreon.com/steers. That's a $5 level, though.
No!
You pervs, that's a $5 level.
No!
There's a fantastic website called Wikifedia. And it's like celebrity toes. And it's the most supportive wiki I have ever seen. Like people just in the comments talking about, they call Catherine McPhee, that chick from American Idol, Catherine McPhee.
I asked you not. I said I didn't want to learn anymore today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said I didn't want to learn. These things are stuck in my head forever.
I'm sorry. Am I like the, when the math teacher goes too fast? Like, wait, shit. I still can't do the parable. Go back two chapters.
No, because I understand everything you're saying perfectly. I just don't want to. I don't want it in my head. It never leaves my head. Catherine McPhee.
Asterios McCocafeet. I don't know. I don't know. Give me next episode. I'll come up with a good foot pun.
Stereos Cocatoes. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye, listeners.
I tried, Luke, but I failed.
Oh, you didn't, Mama. You didn't.
Don't try to pay me back, Sonny. I forgive you. So what if you're an ingrate? So long as you're happy.
I don't want to be happy.
Don't feel guilty. Just make believe I'm an old used car. Junk me. Leave me in the gutter.
I'll never leave you. Never.
You heard him. You're a witness.
I promise, Mama. I never broke a promise to my mama.
Good boy.
Why can't they be like Albert?
Perfect in every way.
What's the matter with kids?
Yeah, what's the matter with kids?
Nothing's the matter with kids today.